Hundreds of mourners attended a memorial in Minneapolis last night to remember George Floyd, whose death has sparked a movement around the world. The four police officers involved in Floyd's death have also been arrested and charged days after the protests, and activists are pushing for several reforms, including cutting the police department's budget. For more on this call to action, we're joined now by Minnesota protester Tony Williams, who is also an organizer with Reclaim the Block. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And Tony, what an intense week. What is it like right now in Minneapolis?
You know, it is very intense. I think the interesting part about it is, though there's been an immense outpouring of anger and grief happening, there's also an incredible amount of hope and resilience that Minneapolis is displaying in this moment. We've really seen the city come together in order to have a more beautiful vision of what Minneapolis could look like. When you drive around Minneapolis right now, you see plywood covering up buildings to protect them, but then you see beautiful community street art on the outside of that plywood demanding an end to the Minneapolis Police Department and justice for George Floyd. And our community is coming together and organizing around Black patrols and sharing resources. And we're really seeing a massive groundswell of support for new ways of keeping our community safe outside of the police department.
Mentioning the police department, I said how those four officers have been arrested and charged. Is this a move in the right direction? What else is your organization demanding?
Certainly. Well, when you look at the history of the Minneapolis Police Department, which we've done with our community report, MPD 150, which you can find at mpd150.com, what we end up seeing is that there's a cycle of police brutality and reform. There's an atrocity perpetrated by the police. There is an outcry and protest against that. There are reforms that are passed or accountability measures that are taken, and then there's stagnation or backsliding. And those police officers being held accountable is not justice, because we know that it doesn't fundamentally shift the system towards a place where more Black people aren't at risk of being murdered by the police here in Minneapolis. So it's a step in the right direction, but it's clear that we're not going to solve police brutality or systemic racism in America by focusing on individual officers. The whole system is rotten to the core. And I think that what's become clear to elected officials, to community members, to activists here in Minneapolis, is that reform of the Minneapolis Police Department is impossible. We've been held up as a national model of how policing should look, and it's become clear that despite all of the dollars and time and energy poured into community policing here in Minneapolis, that reform is not going to work, and we're not going to find the type of department we want to. And so I think community members and elected officials here are in agreement that it's actually time for us to dismantle our police department and build alternatives to keep our community safe.
You know, the eyes of the world have been on Minneapolis and the protests. It's a big call to action for those in support. And they've been able to donate to Reclaim the Block, from former presidential candidate Julian Castro to pop stars that we've seen have donated to the cause. How are you all processing this outpouring of support? And what do you want to use all of this money and support towards?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's indicative of exactly how, like, where the country has arrived on this discussion of police abolition. That we're seeing millions of people contribute to us and put up our work, right? And we want to recognize that a lot of that is not necessarily just about our work, right? It's about the broader movement towards a police-free future. And so we are finding ways and want to find ways to share that money with other folks in Minneapolis and around the country as well. I'll say that I think that all of that money, from our perspective, is spent to create a police-free future here and elsewhere. And that's where we want to focus on keeping those resources.
That's Tony Williams, an organizer with Reclaim the Block. Tony, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.